Welcome back, everybody. This is Two Mediums and Mike. My name is James Ayers. It is May 6th, 2024. I am joined always by the lovely Christy Konopacki. Christy, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today, James?
I feel like I'm having a lot of technical difficulties. I got all this fancy equipment and everything seems quiet to me. But I'm excited to be
awesome.
Here.
Right? Now, it looks like we've got somebody new on the podcast today. How exciting. James, why don't you do us the introduction for who we have on today?
We've got our senior regional sales manager from the Northeast region, Ashley Beattie. Ashley, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. Hi, everyone.
So, Ashley, the first thing, as this is relationship building that we always talk about here at Unique Vacations and working with Sandals Resorts, I'm sure you tell all your BDMs under you that that is one of the first things you need to do is establish a relationship with the advisors. So we want to learn a little bit about you. Can you tell us, where does Ashley Beattie come from and how did you get to Sandals Resorts?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I am from Pittsburgh and I still live in Pittsburgh. And I started with the company almost 8 years ago in September. So it's been a wild ride, a wild eight years. And something that James was mentioning before is that I started before the pandemic when things were so much different, including I was on the Southeast team, actually. So Pennsylvania, I've always lived in Pittsburgh, but I've been on the Southeast and the Northeast team. Actually, technically, you're right. I was on the Mid-Atlantic team and the Mid-Atlantic is no longer here anymore. So I was on the Mid-Atlantic team when I started. It was a very small team. It was Liz Perkey who hired me and Carly Stonecipher, who's the director of the Northeast now. She was the BDM for Delaware, Maryland, and DC. We had a BDM in Virginia and West Virginia. We had an associate BDM and then David Ridge, the director of the West Coast. That was our small but mighty Mid-Atlantic team.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And in 2017, I was very honored. I was rookie BDM of the year. I was super proud of that. And then in 2018, our team Mid-Atlantic and the Southeast merged. So then we became the Southeast team. And that's when I became a senior BDM and had a lot of fun. We had so many BDMs on the Southeast team. I think at one point there were like 23 or 25 BDMs. It was a lot of people. We had a lot of fun
back then, yeah.
And then in 2022, at the beginning of 2022, Pennsylvania became part of the Northeast and I got promoted to my current position for the Southeast. And then in July, I flip-flopped with Anita Kudo and I became the senior regional of the Northeast. And something that's really funny is Garth Layard likes to say I'm the longest running BDM of the year because I got BDM of the year in 2019 and we didn't have another global sales meeting until 2023.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Yeah, I think that was the first time I met you, seeing you get up on stage and I was like, who's this girl? Because you were national BDM of the year that year. I had no, I mean, I got hired. I mean, you know how the hiring process back in the day, right? You a long boot camp and the whole thing. I mean, you're probably 6 months before you really hit the road and kind of in your territory. I think I had been on the road maybe 2 weeks by the time I went to that global sales conference in Turks and Caicos, and it was definitely an eye opener, absolutely. But yes, we do have. Yes, I was going to say I remember. That's why I said the comment. Who is this? Literally, it was almost everything that was announced. You were on stage again, and here comes Ashley Beattie again. But no, hey, well deserved. You know, I've gotten to know you especially over the last year with this podcast taking off, and it's kind of put Christy and I in a different light. So it's been exciting getting to know you and other senior regionals and other directors a lot more and getting to kind of rub elbows with the higher ups. It's definitely eye-opening to see how you guys see the world versus how we did just as regular BDMs, right? So we're really thankful for that. But what did you do right before Sandals? Before Unique Vacations, how did you get involved?
Okay, so I've always been really interested in the Caribbean and Latin America. I have my undergrad in international business and my MBA is in global management and administration. So I always focused my projects on the Caribbean and Latin American regions. And I did an internship in like literally everything, financial planning, event planning, any so many different things throughout the business landscape. And right before I became a senior regional, it was shortly after I graduated from my MBA, I was doing social media work along with being a secret shopper for high-end resorts and
How
airlines.
fun.
Yeah, and I applied and I did seven interviews and then I got the job.
Amazing.
Seven interviews.
I was determined to get the job.
And now look
Who
at
was the
you.
most? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Christy.
I was just gonna say, and now look at where you are. Seven interviews, so worth it. So worth it.
It was worth it.
Who was the most interesting interview?
Probably my first interview with David and Liz, I did a group interview. So I actually loved it because I saw all my competition front and center, in the interview.
Wow. That's
We all did presentations and
really, it was like a group. Oh my
it was like
goodness.
a 3-hour group interview and I loved every second of it. So I knew exactly where I stood.
Wow.
You like me? I do. This is what I have learned about Ashley Beattie. She's extremely competitive. Like, extremely competitive. Christy, there's very few, I would say, on the Northeast team that rival her competitiveness.
Right. Well, I've got,
We learned that. We learned that at Global this year.
yeah, definitely. We talk about it all the time, the our little Olympics day that we had between all of the regions. I think that we will always talk about that event. That was a lot of fun, and we saw everybody's competitive side come out, that's for sure.
Hey, if you guys could remind me, who won the Olympics?
See, re
It doesn't matter because it was rigged.
it was so
So
rigged. It was so rigged.
it was not even right.
it sounds like you guys are still bitter.
It was rigged, so it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
We're training for next
Shout
year
out to the Western
already with
region.
training.
Shout out to the Western region. I hope you guys have been training because Ian and I have told everyone to be ready for next year. We're on top of it.
We would like physical competition next year, and we will show our true colors. Ashley Danko and I will be doing the three-legged race, and we already have everyone else lined up for other physical
I heard that the
competitions.
only physical competition was a powerlifting competition, which we will probably win with David Will.
No, Ashley Danko is coming in strong. You do not know her
Yes,
past.
I would agree to
She was a
that.
power
I
lifter
would
before.
agree to that. Yes. Now we have to
I'm
get.
just trying to come up with any competition we might favor.
Yeah, now we have to get a little bit back to business. I've got a question for you, Ashley. Now we all, if you listen to this podcast, you will know that we love to get to know our guests who come on here. Can you tell us a little bit about your role as the senior regional sales manager for the Northeast?
Yeah, I'd love to. So, all of the regions are very different. In the Northeast, I mostly focus on our key accounts. So, key accounts are hand-selected accounts that we deem necessary that the account manager, along with the BDM, handles these accounts. We do special trainings, have special marketing plans, etc., for these accounts, along with supporting the BDMs and helping them grow as well.
Fabulous. What do you think the Northeast does that's different compared to every other region?
I think taking out the key accounts and having specific meetings with them would be one really big thing. But we are all one big team, so I can't say that aside from us winning best revenue growth, that we.
I see what you did there.
If Chad's listening, I'm sure he's typing away right now. I'm waiting for his
We
comment.
haven't heard from our biggest fan yet.
But yes, we're different in that aspect, but of course we all have one common goal to get as many heads in beds, and of course all the senior regionals and the directors want the BDMs to be as successful as possible.
Love that. Absolutely. And I love how, close-knit of a group that you are, and we can all see that from other regions. I love that about the Northeast team.
You know, Ashley, we struggle out here in the West and the Midwestern regions with flights. I know that's definitely an advantage with the Southeast and the Northeast having better flights. And of course, everyone talks about getting to Miami. I got to get to Miami. But there's other places and ways to get to the Caribbean. And one thing that I've been pitching out here is I've been convincing a lot of my advisors to start selling sandals trips like you are selling cruise trips where you have pre-night stays and incorporate that into it. And of course, everyone just thinks Miami typically. But what are some places up in the Northeast that you would possibly think about that have great flights, great connections, and if someone were to do a pre-stay maybe one night before, that they could really go and take advantage of?
Yeah, so definitely not everywhere in the Northeast has nonstop flights, including myself, Pittsburgh. We have to connect to get everywhere as well. But that is definitely something that Leslie DeLancer, our senior BDM, in Massachusetts and New England sells on to her advisors. And I definitely recommend those advisors that no matter where you're at to do something similar to what James is suggesting. So Miami is usually going to be the best option because there are the most flights and it is a vacation destination in itself. It's warm, tropical, get your vacation started off right the night before. Charlotte is a good option too, just from sheer factor of flight connections as well. And it is another warm destination that's fun to go to. But I would probably say Miami is going to be the biggest one for people in New England and Massachusetts. Most of you other advisors in the Northeast are lucky to be able to connect morning of or nonstops. Like Kim Dano said, what's a connecting flight? Never heard of it.
Wow. Must be nice, right, Kim? So one other thing that a lot of advisors don't know, you know, Sandals Resorts with Adam Stewart and his team, they're very instrumental in working with the airlines. We talk about, you know, the airline prices and how do we know there's going to be air there. And I know that you have been, you probably can't divulge too much into exactly what's going on, but I know you've been a part of some meetings and I just kind of want to shed to light that Sandals is always working with the airlines and trying to grow. And if you want to kind of jump on that a little bit, what you can or cannot say, that is up to you. But it's just nice for these advisors to know that, that Sandals is always trying to get better flights.
And
for
James
them.
Also just likes putting people in the hot seat.
I do. Yes, I do. Yeah. I didn't get my chance in Turks like you did. So this is my opportunity.
Well, I'm not scared of you, James.
I know that. I definitely.
We do work very closely with our airline partners, which is definitely something that sets Sandals apart from the other companies. The fact that we, as a small Caribbean-owned company, can go in and have a conversation with our airline partners is incredible. And I have been in a meeting. I can't say what it was for, who it was with, but it was really inspiring to be in. And just know that we are always working on getting better airlift for all of our advisors and all of our consumers out there.
If I could just like plug this in, some direct flights from Minneapolis would be phenomenal. You know, maybe even throw in Bismarck, North Dakota in there. We need some help out there. So,
yes, totally. Pittsburgh too.
I believe it.
I want a Pittsburgh. If anyone here is listening, I would like a nonstop to Montego Bay and Turks and Caicos out of Pittsburgh. One day a week, seasonally, is fine to start with.
Right, exactly.
Ashley, before we start to wrap things up, one thing that I want to bring up is there's some interesting things coming up for the Northeast region, right? And I want to give you kind of a platform to promote and talk about what you guys have coming up and also maybe brag about the fact that you guys launched Rising Stars. I know that was a big success for all four regions. So feel free to kind of, you know, brag to everyone else right now that you guys are kind of the leaders in innovating different trips for these advisors that we're all kind of now trying to catch up to you guys, which is always awesome for the competition across the four regions. I think it just makes everybody better.
Absolutely. But
I wouldn't say catch up. I think that we all do things differently. There's we all have different models, right? But I am very proud of the Northeast team in general. I want to shout out the entire Northeast team because they welcomed me like we've been on the same team for like 5 years. If you guys have seen us together at our global sales meeting, you wouldn't have realized that I joined the team only in June of last year. So I definitely appreciate everyone in the Northeast and Carly too, for being able to allow us to do all of these fun ideas. So the original retreat that we did in November, that was Carly's idea. So awesome job to Carly. And along with my very, very helpful, couldn't do anything without them, two senior BDMs, Ashley Cooker and Leslie DeLancer, along with Kim Dana was there to help us out, Shane Rudez, excuse me. And we did this event and it was massively successful and we were super excited to share it with the other regions to do as well. Basically, if you haven't been on one, just so you know what it is a summit of accounts that are looking to grow their business. And we do the regular fam back to beach things such as resort tours, networking events, etc. But an additional element is having an exclusive one-on-one coffee chat with the executive team to talk about things that are coming down the pipeline, along with one-on-one meetings to help grow your business. So that's the gist of our Rising Star events that we've been hosting over the last year.
I've got a quick question for you for that.
Oh, yeah,
so
go ahead.
There's people out there listening and they're interested in how they can be a part of these Rising Star events in the Northeast for those advisors located out there. What would you suggest that they do to, you know, show they're interested in something, growing their business?
Definitely reach out to their BDM, put together a plan, let them know that they're interested, but you need a plan, right? So you can't just say, I want to be on the back to the beach with nothing behind it. These are very specific trips. There's always additional back to the beach opportunities as well, but we really need a plan, a solid goal, and what we're going to do to get there.
Amazing.
So some other things coming down the pipeline for the Northeast team is we are hosting our first ever collaboration summit, which I think you guys may have mentioned on a previous podcast. We're very excited about that. We're going to have three mentors that we absolutely adore and we're so happy they're joining us to share how they've been successful to a group of travel advisors. We also have coming down the pipeline a Tri-State Rising Star fam towards the end of September. And this is for our New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island advisors. And of course, we have Star Awards next week, which we're all very excited about. But that's just not the Northeast team. That is the whole outside sales team. So we're very excited for that.
Yeah. Ashley, I'm going to jump all over that because that's a perfect segue to our final portion of this podcast today. Christy and I have been teasing this for a while, but just so everyone knows, we have officially been included in Star Awards. So two mediums and a mic will be there. And if you are not going to Star Awards, but you're interested in like what's going on or tell us more about St. Vincent, we are going to have exclusive coverage all day, each and every morning. We haven't decided yet because it depends on when we can wake up or what is going on.
I'm going to be James wake up at 6 a.m. If anybody's listening, I just want to let you know he's not a morning person, but come Star Wars, you're going to be a morning person.
I will be. So our plan right now is at 8 o'clock Eastern is to be live on all the Facebook platforms. Specifically, first of all, big shout out to everyone that is watching on our Two Beams and a Mic Facebook page. Today was the official day that we got to go live on it, thanks to Facebook rules, I guess. So every morning, we're going to go live for about 15 minutes to kind of recap the day before. We will be live in the afternoon, and we will also be live in the evening. We are also looking to live stream. We have a tailgate party of sorts, like a super fan party night with a jersey night. Leave that terrible towel at home, Ashley. Feel free. So go Bengals and Packers. And we will have coverage for that. There's also the award show that we are looking to live stream and kind of headline that as almost like a broadcast for you guys back home. Why are we doing all that? Is so you know what's going on and so you can see what you have to look forward to and grow to for the next year. If you have people or specific things about the resort that you would like to learn about, if you'd like to hear from a chef, if you'd like to hear from a butler, if you'd like to learn about the check-in process, whatever is interesting to you guys, please leave us comments on our Facebook page. We will take all those suggestions. We'll probably make a post about it. What kind of things would you like to see at St. Vincent? And we will give you as much exclusive coverage that we can come up with, which I think is going to be vital. And of course, Ashley, you're going to be there, so I'm sure that we will have you as a live guest multiple times. And yeah. I would say the most important part of the entire trip, we did this at our global sales summit this year, kind of on a whim. I think you and Leslie may have been kind of the, not exactly who like threw it out there as an idea, as we were all just kind of hanging out an hour before our awards night, but we're going to do another red carpet reveal. So love as it. A veteran of the red carpet, Two Be Demons in a Mic reveal, of course, we'll be a little bit more proper and professional at this one. We're going to step up the game. What would be your advice to advisors that are probably going to be approached by us around the cocktail time and the red carpet time?
My advice on what they should say?
They should say, what they should wear.
Ooh, yeah. What are we thinking?
It's all about the look, you know?
Okay. Definitely formal attire. Don't do pantsuit. It's too hot. It's too sweaty for girls.
Or turtleneck.
Sorry, guys.
I learned the hard way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to look just like I did in January, just drenched.
Yeah.
Make sure James has a towel.
It was bad. It was so bad.
Just be ready for anything, and I hope that you all can make your debut on Two BDMs and a Mic. That's so exciting. I'm glad you guys are doing that. It'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Now we have to just touch on before we hop off, as there are a lot of advisors out there listening, you know, probably thinking, well, how can I get the invite to Star Wars? Can you touch on that just a little bit?
Yeah. So something that we actually realized when we sent out the invitations is there are so many people that we invited that had never gone before, and they didn't really know exactly what to expect. So it's a huge celebration that, and I know that's not what you asked me, but I'm going back to that. And then I'm
totally.
So it's a huge celebration of all of our top advisors around the world. So it's a global celebration, and we have live performances, of course, an award ceremony, special insight on where the company is going. To say the qualifications for next year, I can't say for sure, right? Because it's our top advisors. So it could be very high. But what I can say is CRC advisors were automatically invited. So I would make that assumption for next year as well. So just make sure you're a CRC if you want to get an invite next year.
Good. And of course, you're going to link up with your local BDM to set a plan. We're all about setting that marketing plan, setting those goals. So you have a goal to reach. You have the help and support you to meet those goals. So meet with your local BDM, and they're going to be able to help support you in any way that you need. Anything else, James?
Well, I think, that's it. I was going to say, do you have any final thoughts or any final words of wisdom, Ashley, that you would like to leave advisors with, or a shout out to your team?
Well, I'll always shout out my team every day of the week. The Northeast team is the best team, and they are there to help you grow your business, whether your goal is Star Awards or 5 bookings, they are there to support you. So please utilize your local BDM. And I can't wait to see you guys next week at Star Awards.
Christy, any final words from you?
Just a little bit of housekeeping stuff, since we have so many promotions that are happening that I don't want people to forget about. We've got the Jamaica Calling promotion. So you're going to be able to receive that resort credit and the catamaran cruise. We also still have the $1,500 air credit for St. Vincent running right now. So many different promotions to be offering to your clients during this time. And now is the time to be booking. You know, if you have people that might be interested, give them a call, say, hey, I've got this special promotion. I thought of you. I know you were interested in this trip. Let's get some bookings, because now it's crunch time. It's crunch time before the end of the year. That's all for me, but I can't wait for next week, where we will be in St. Vincent. Lots of content coming soon. So make sure to be following all the pages. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, subscribe there, and then follow us on our new Facebook page, Two BDMs and a Mic. I do have to say it has grown exponentially in about a week. Very happy to see that. So thank you all for the support.
Yeah, keep in mind, end of the year, we are still planning on doing something special, a trip of sorts. More details to come after we get through Star Wars and probably a couple of the regional summits, because it's a lot of planning, a lot of work going into that. And we will need the help of all four directors and probably all four senior regionals as we plan something very special. But how are you eligible for something like that? Keep in mind that is where we're taking all the comments from our Two Mediums and a Mic Facebook page and our YouTube page, primarily our YouTube page. So that's where you want to interact, have the comments, like, subscribe, all the fun stuff that you hear on every YouTube video you've ever heard. And don't forget, if you're an audio listener or you have fellow colleagues that just like, they don't have the time, they don't want to pull up a video, all this available is on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and any place that you get your audio podcast. It's around the globe, so it's all there. With that being said, thank you so much, Ashley Beattie, for joining us today. I know it was a little bit of a last minute ad, but I can see that your team was super excited to have you on today. It's been a lot of shout outs from you in the comments, and we're always happy to work with you, and I'm sure we'll have you on a future episode. And Christy, it's been amazing as always. My name is James, and we will see you guys from St. Vincent. Have a good one. Bye-bye.